This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
Today, that was on Thursday, the president in prime time in Philadelphia in front of Independence Hall. The president repeatedly called out Donald Trump, the former president, in remarks that warned against political violence. You heard a little snippet of it there, and threats to future elections. Some of the takeaways on that we're going to get into during this show. Plus, we're going to hit the mailbag, and oh yeah, a mic drop. There's always something funny. Thank goodness that we can take away from this show anyway. But let's talk about the takeaways from Joe Biden's warnings about the Republican threats to democracies. In the speech, he didn't shy away from partisanship. So I don't know that I was surprised about that or not. He just talked about democracy, and he said obviously things about MAGA, and that he had worked with, you heard there, Republicans, not the same. And he talked about some of the extreme ideology that drew a lot of applause with obviously a partisan crowd, and said, as you heard there, there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. He said MAGA a few times. He went on to tie what he called MAGA Republicans to many Republican state legislatures, unpopular abortion bans, is what he said, as well as to the most conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And that was just a little bit of it. He said MAGA Republicans want to take America backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. There were other aspects in the speech that were pro-Democrat. Toward the end of his address, he talked about his wins. He championed his legislative wins. And the timing is interesting. This is 2 months before the very consequential midterm elections for his party, and just days before he's kicking off campaigning for Democrats in the midterms, including in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania over Labor Day. He got some criticism for positioning Marines behind him as he gave the speech, because that was pretty apparent. That was one of the things that you saw. And, of course, the location, Independence Hall, which is the seat of liberty, the original seat of liberty for this country. Now, there was something that happened beforehand. Kevin McCarthy, who is the lead, I'll call him the lead man in, the lead man in the House. Here's what he had to say before Biden even hit the airwaves.
Simply because they disagree with his policies. That is not leadership. When the president speaks tonight at Independence Hall, the first lines out of his mouth should be to apologize for slandering tens of millions of Americans as fascists. President Biden wants to talk about the soul of the nation. Tonight, he will say democracy is at stake. And he will declare that only Democrats hold the moral upper hand. What Joe Biden doesn't understand is that the soul of America is in the tens of millions of hardworking people, of loving families, of law-abiding citizens whom he vilified for simply wanting a stronger, safer, and more prosperous country.
All right, Kevin McCarthy, as I said, he's the House Minority Leader, of course, in the House of Representatives. McCarthy is in his eighth term, by the way, serving as a U.S. representative for California's 22nd congressional district. I had somebody ask me that in a mailbag question. And he is a defender, a very steady defender for President Donald Trump for most of his time as the majority leader and minority leader. And so there he talks about what he thought was unfair, the president's comments that he made, and then what he expected was going to happen in the comments later from Joe Biden. I mean, look, the bottom line is this. There's a lot at stake coming up. There's no question about that with the midterm elections, a la what happens in the chamber, because that's the legislative base. And will it be a magical midterm or a flat one for the Democrats? Because now, all of a sudden, before it looked like the Republicans were going to crush the Democrats, but there are struggling Republican candidates. So will the Senate Democrats win races in November in maybe six states? Midterms usually don't go well for the party that holds the White House. It doesn't mean it's impossible. If the Democrats win all six, they would add to their majority that would hold up to the 52 seats instead of the 50 they now have in the Senate. That would mean they wouldn't need Manchin or Sinema for every piece of legislation they want to pass that doesn't have Republican support. So, you know, this is the motivating part of this is the motivating factor. And a few months before the election, threats to democracy is now the top voter concern, above even the cost of living and jobs in the economy. Is that true? Is that how you feel? There was just a poll that was taken by NBC late in August, and what voters in their poll did say, the threats to democracy, 21%, that said that was number one. Cost of living, 16%, jobs and economy, 14%, immigration, we're seeing horrific things there, 13%. And then it goes lower. Climate change, guns, abortion was just 8%. Crime, 6%. Coronavirus, 1%. Oh, how the world has shifted. Big, 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 big time. In the meantime, Donald Trump took to the airwaves. He was on a talk show and he said that he would most likely pardon the people involved. You know, he didn't go into details. People involved at the U.S. Capitol attack if he were elected. More on that coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Donald Trump was on a talk show where he mentioned pardons for the Capitol rioters if he were elected. I mean, in broad strokes, he didn't completely spell it out. He was on Wendy Bell's show, and what he said is, he said, I mean, full pardons with an apology to many. And he said, he would issue full pardons and that apology to rioters who stormed the Capitol on January 6th and attacked law enforcement to stop the transfer of power. So the other thing that he mentioned was that he was financially supporting some of the people. He said, they are incredible. They were in my office actually 2 days ago. They're in my mind. It's a disgrace. What they've done to them, what they've done to these people is disgraceful. So we don't know what that means because nobody from the Trump camp is responding to a request for more comments about what does he mean by financially supporting rioters, but he threw that out there. So he certainly has raised the prospect in the past of pardons in other interviews he's done, but not an apology and financial support. That's kind of a new thing. I couldn't find that anywhere, and I don't remember hearing that in any of the Hannity stops that he made that I was listening to. I don't remember that at all. Now, of course, Donald Trump has officially announced a 2024 presidential bid, but is expected to do that. He did say, if I decide to run and if I win, I will be looking very, very strongly about pardons, full pardons. He said this is probably going to be best because even if they go for 2 months or 6 months to jail, they have sentences that could go a lot longer than that. And he said, we're working on it very hard. We're working with it legally, but again, did not offer any other details. you know, any other details about what does he mean by support and, you know, who is he supporting. The thing that he talked about in his interview with Bell about the January 6th defendants, he said they're mostly firemen, they're policemen, they're people in the military, and he accused the justice system, which he said was radically left, of mistreating the defendants. He said they're sick, they don't mind. Some of the legal people on the other side, they're the most cold-hearted people. They don't care about families, they don't care about anything. And then he launched into a plea that contributions should be made to defendants' legal funds, but he didn't promote anything specific there. Like, he didn't give out the names of people, go to this GoFundMe or any, you know, any of that. Now, just so you know, it's been 20 months, can you believe it, since that riot. And as of now, 370 rioters have pleaded guilty to federal charges or been convicted. 220 have been sentenced. More than 800 have been arrested and federally charged from all, pretty much all 50 states and the District of Columbia. The longest punishment handed down so far in the attack was handed out Thursday to Tom Webster, a former New York City police officer, a Marine Corps veteran, who during the attack swung a flagpole at police before tackling one officer and yanking, and you see that on video, yanking his gas mask off. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. So he was the first riot defendant facing the felony charge of assaulting an officer to try his luck with the jury. So he didn't want to go in the direction of I'll take what you give me. He wanted to try the jury, and that didn't that definitely didn't work out. Now, the other sentences, the second longest punishment was meted out maybe a month ago to Guy Refit, who is a recruiter for 3%ers, that movement in Texas. He was convicted of 5 felony offenses, including obstruction of Congress as it met to affirm the 2020 election result, interfering with police, carrying a firearm to a riot. They say he led a mob while armed at the Capitol, asked a judge to sentence him to 15 years after applying a terrorism sentence. He was ultimately sentenced to more than 7 in prison, more than 7 in prison. And there have been others, like Thursday, a Pennsylvania man pled guilty to a chemical spray assault on 3 police officers, including Brian Sicknick, who died. And in a plea deal with prosecutors, he admitted to assaulting and injuring law enforcement officers with a dangerous weapon. So that changes the whole sentencing side of it. But anyway, the bottom line here is you get it. You know what happened, and financially supporting them, and what does that mean? And a pardon certainly means something different, but he put it out there and said it. So that also became part of the conversation. The water cooler buzz today was about this. Are the MAGA forces evil? Is this big time political maneuvering on both sides? It's the same thing that we keep talking about, you know, day in and day out. But the real cost of this all is, and why your vote matters, is what happens in the midterm elections. And that's why you have to pay attention to locally what's going on, because there the balance of power can swing, and what is that going to look like? All right, speaking of swinging, I'm going to swing in a different direction. The tropical storm Danielle has formed in the Atlantic. It's expected to become the first hurricane of a very quiet storm season. It's not a threat to land right now. The maximum sustained winds about 40 miles an hour. There's more that's supposed to strengthen it in the next couple of days, and it's expected to become a hurricane. It's about 960 miles west of the Azores, and it's moving very slowly. So it's going to kind of meander in the Atlantic over the next few days. It's calm hurricane season. It's the first time since 1941 that the Atlantic has gone from July 3rd to the end of August with no named storm. Wow. So are we lucky? Are we hedging our bets? Some people are superstitious and they're concerned about it. But while we worry or think about hurricanes and what the implication is for Labor Day, how about what the people in Mississippi are enduring? The Mississippi Capitol, fourth day without water. So there have been distribution sites, of course, that have been set up to dispense bottled water to people who don't have clean tap water since the treatment plant failed 4 days ago. But people are lining up at the distribution center, grocery stores in Jackson for bottled water. They're trying to do everything they can to fix this water plant, but the flood waters knocked the plant offline on Monday night. So they have some challenges that they're dealing with, including limited water pressure. And it has returned to some areas, but it's still something they're dealing with. So the Mississippi governor said 600 members of the National Guard are being deployed to the new water distribution sites throughout the city and surrounding areas that affected 180,000 people. It's got to be frustrating. It needs to be fixed. It's ridiculous. And it's hobbled Jackson. Stores and restaurants had to be closed. Public school system, think about that. Jackson State University, they had to move classes online. I mean, this is the ripple effect of what happened with the water. Since the plant failed on Monday, state and local crews are trying to install a temporary pump, make repairs and adjustments to what the existing equipment is. So half of the tanks on the surface system have begun filling back up. And they're getting more pressure, thank goodness, because that's so key, throughout the system. And it's improving. Yay. Yay, yay, yay. I mentioned this the other day. I really think Jackson is a lovely place. We stopped there. We drove through there mostly on the way to Florida. And it is a really quaint, beautiful downtown area and even in surrounding areas. So I really feel for those people, especially those that are so spread out. And, you know, you need water. Water is life. In so many areas of our lives, we absolutely need water. And what do you do when the water's tainted? You cannot drink it. So you have to wait your place in line, and that has to be incredibly frustrating. All right, Max is just one of the many people that emailed us coming up in this mailbag. He emails so much. He asked me about the statistics with COVID and says, hey, Kate, how many deaths? We'll talk about it next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. President Joe Biden made his Soul of the Nation speech from Philadelphia's Independence Hall Thursday night. The president called on Americans to join him in rejecting Make America Great Again, MAGA Republicans.
I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology.
Former President Donald Trump said Thursday he will very, very seriously consider full pardons for the rioters who breached the U.S. Capitol on January 6th if he runs for re-election and wins. I will tell you, I will look very, very favorably about full pardons if I decide to run. And if I win, I will be looking very, very strongly about pardons, full pardons, Trump said on the Wendy Bell radio show Thursday, adding, we'll be looking very seriously at full pardons because we can't let that happen. I'm Tony Marissa for USA Radio News. Republican Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano is suing the House Special Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Mastriano, a state senator, filed a complaint in federal court Thursday challenging the legality of the panel's ability to compel witnesses to sit for depositions. Central to this issue is the fact that this committee lacks a ranking minority member or any members designated by the minority party, the suit reads. Mastriano's lawyers assert they are not questioning the legality of the committee or its ability to issue subpoenas. Rather, they say that without a ranking Republican member, the committee cannot guarantee witnesses being deposed a fair hearing. For at least the third time in a dozen years, portable toilets are parked outside the ornate Mississippi Capitol because Jackson's water system is in crisis. The big gotta-go trailer is just one example of the city's desperation. Many homes, businesses, and government offices have had little or no running water this week, forcing people to wait in long lines for drinking water or water to flush toilets. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to you, you, and everybody else who sent me their thoughts. Guess what? 24/7, we're open for business. I love this group of people because so many of you that listen from coast to coast and everywhere in between are thoughtful. You listen different times a day. You go back and listen, and you cherry pick what you like and what you want to talk about. So my mailbag is always flooded. To be sure, we'll start to open up the phone lines even more coming up in the fall because many of you are like, oh, I tried to call in and I couldn't get in. And I was like, what? When did you call? So we're going to really emphasize that as well as still continue to email because I love it. We easily can rip through some of those, like this one from Rich, who says, wow, I really was a Donald Trump fan, but now I have to get off the Trump bandwagon. What in the bleep is he thinking by saying that he would issue pardons and an apology to the rioters at the Capitol? Listen, Kate, I'm as conservative as they come. There are things that the former president did that I absolutely loved. But has he lost his mind? Why did he go on that woman's show? Why did he say that? It makes no sense to me. Police officers took their lives. They couldn't handle it because of the sickening things that they had thrown at them from fellow Americans. And they were just in the middle of it. It wasn't their deal. And then, of course, you had flat out the one cop that was clobbered in the head with the fire extinguisher and ultimately ended up dying. Tell that to his young family. I am so disheartened that he did that. There's many, many times that I have stuck up for Donald Trump when so many people were giving me grief about it, but I just can't go with him there. I think it would be a travesty if he pardoned people who went with extreme malice in their heart to do ridiculous things at our nation's capital. We look like damn fools. I'm going to agree with a lot of what you said because I do. We look like a third world banana republic is what we looked like on the 6th. I'm all about people protesting, you know, using their voices, all that stuff. Of course. And the rally, fine, absolutely. But once there was smashing of windows and the rabidness of it, and, you know, come on. I mean, you could hate Nancy Pelosi, you could hate Mike Pence or whatever, but to have so much venom in your heart, can you imagine if they had been reached? That's not my America. I agree, whether you, like, again, whether you agree with him or not, exactly what he's saying, he doesn't. But he didn't agree with what happened at the Capitol, and I say the same thing. There are massive ways to protest. There's so much that you can do. But to do that, to assault police during the Capitol breach, and then to think that there would be a pardon for that and an apology, that's too much. He wasn't the only one who said it. There were several people that dived on that line. And then there was this one from Patrick who said, boy, oh boy, Joe Biden was really trying to set up the you versus us. It's we and them and whatever else you want to say about that. But there's no question that what Joe Biden was absolutely doing was positioning the Democrats for a run in the midterm elections. I'm surprised at how much he mentioned Donald Trump because we haven't seen him do that in the past. What do you think? Oh, I think, yeah, absolutely. The, you know, you're a couple of months away from the midterm elections. You think about, you know, what's happening, the January 6th hearings, all that kind of stuff. And I think it was to pull it up a level. And, of course, there are threatening things, ridiculous things happening where innocent people, somebody that works for the IRS, people that work for the DOJ that had nothing to do with the Mar-a-Lago thing being threatened and whatnot. I mean, yeah, that can't happen. But repeatedly, Biden called out Trump and warned that Trump-led extremists are determined to take the nation backward. And he kept emphasizing that he's a threat to the country in that primetime address outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia. So he went all in on the whole Trump thing. That was surprising, I guess, because I had heard that was going to happen. I guess if I didn't know that, I would have been more surprised. Because in the past, he never even hardly said Trump's name. So this was very, very different from what we've seen in the past. Absolutely. And then I got this one from Wendy. Kate, were there hecklers that were trying to interrupt Biden when he was doing his speech? Yeah, he even mentioned it. There was somebody who was screaming out, "Let's go, Brandon." There was a bunch of profanity dropped, and Biden's name. And he did say at one point, they're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy. So he said that. And you could hear, like, police, it sounded like police cruisers in the background. That's what it sounded like, a little bit off in the distance when he was doing the speech. So he condemned political violence and rhetoric and, you know, we'll see if that pays off or not, because that's a big step on a prime time slot. Look, NBC had Law and Order going on, CBS had Young Sheldon, and ABC had like a game show. But the Young Sheldon and the Law and Order are very popular, you know, shows. So did he upend some people's regular programming? Did they pay attention? It was short, but did people pay attention or not? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say that curiosity, no matter what, probably had more people listening to this than maybe you would think, right? All right, so we move away from that. This one is from Joseph. Kate, I worry about you. I think somebody said the other night that they had a place safe for you in Texas. I agree, and I'm not worried about you in terms of the show. I think you're doing great, kicking that same butt. But I'm worried for you in terms of the weather in Florida. I'm worried for you when it comes to these crazy gator stories we keep hearing about. And then also sharks. How many people have gotten bitten by sharks? And how many people have lost their lives to gators? Just promise us all that you will steer clear when you're walking the dog from any body of water that could get you in trouble, girl. I thought that was so, funny, and thank you. And yes, don't worry, I'm not going between ponds where giant alligators are lurking. I get it. I mean, I've seen my share of alligator signs, but I'm not going into the water where that is. I'm not going close to it. I'm not doing any of the kind of things that some of the people have done that have gotten them into trouble with gators, right? Listen, I'm going to tell you, the wisest person I ever met, my great-grandmother, you know, she had a scratch out a living. She had two boys to raise, two daughters to raise, and I really just admired her tenacity. And one of the things that she said to me, I can remember her saying this to me as a little girl. She started to tell me that to not worry about death, that, you know, God would sort it out, because when we're born, it is stamped on our heads. Our destiny, our fate is stamped on our heads. So, I mean, not in a morbid way to say that, but I'm not sitting here freaking out about gators or about sharks or any of that, because there's also that theory, besides what she told me, that you attract what you obsess about. So you can obsess about it for me, but I'm not going to obsess. I'm okay. I'm not in an area. I'm not living in the Everglades, in the middle of the Everglades with a house on stilts where they're surrounding me. That's not happening. All right, so then how about this one from Bobby? And this was a good one. This is timely because it was a crazy news story that popped out at me early in the morning. I, like, got this alert. I was like, oh, what is this alert? It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. And Bobby says, what up with the Russian oil gas dude who died falling out of a window of a hospital in Moscow? Do you think he was pushed, or what do you think that was about? Okay, so Lukoil is Russia's second biggest oil and gas company. It made a bunch of people start to know what it was, if they didn't, when it called for the termination of the conflict in Ukraine, right? So the chairman of this company, of Lukoil, died falling out the window of that hospital. He fell out of the sixth floor window and then, of course, died because of the injuries. And his name was Ravil Magnov. And all they said was on the website, it said he passed away following a severe illness. They didn't even say anything about him falling, just that he was immensely contributed to the development of not only the company, but the entire Russian oil and gas sector. So supposedly they're investigating the cause of the incident. At least five prominent Russian businessmen have reportedly died by suicide since late January. Think there's something fishy there? You can always email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tail end of the first hour of this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, whether it's turbulent times or not, thrilled to be here with all of you. It's a Labor Day weekend. Lots of people are taking off for different parts of the states or maybe even overseas somewhere. It's a big last hurrah as we get ready to get into fall. So maybe some of you, perhaps listening to me, have plans to... This is always a big bucket list for a lot of people. In fact, someone I know just went there to speak, and they said the bonus was that they got a chance to really go all over Australia to some really remote places and some really big cities, and they said it was completely amazing. I've never been to Australia, so yes, of course, it's on my list, and you know we have many authors from around the world and here in the United States, but some of them are from Australia, and they always have such great stories and seem like a warm group of people to me. So there is a remote town in Australia. There are 220 people who live there. It's called Maroom. And these poor people, they have been trapped at home by huge herds of aggressive kangaroos. To me, that's a mic drop. Because there are so many, too many to count, they're saying, that they're calling people, they're trying to figure out ways to get out. They're afraid to leave their house. I mean, that's like a horror movie to me when you have to decide, okay, I'm going to make a run for the Jeep. Do you got my six? I mean, and when we think of kangaroos, or I think some of us think of kangaroos who don't know, I don't think you think of aggressively being kicked in the head, them hopping after you, going after you. I really don't think that. I think you think of going to the zoo and, oh, how cute, and look at the baby in the pouch and all of that. But roos can be very aggressive. And I think that is quite scary myself. Anything that, any kind of animal at all that keeps you marooned in your house is, to me, frightening. And you know what? This place, Ma Room, is really, supposedly, just an incredible place to go. They say it's just an amazing campgrounds, and you know, there might not be a lot to do locally, but it's beautiful. It's right outside of the Great Sandy National Park, and there are all kinds of resorts that aren't too far away. So just fair warning, if this is on your list, watch out for the ruse. I am certain that they're going to figure out some kind of a method to get people out. But that is, to me, that is very, very freaky, my friends. There's a word that so many people are using these days, like more than I've ever heard it. And the word is burnout. Burnout, burnout, burnout. I keep hearing the word burnout. And I just saw something about it's bad for you to think too much. There's this new research that says extended periods of cognitive, there's your big word, focus causes this weird buildup of toxic substances in the brain. And that's really burnout. That it's actually, it is a physical condition. And the only treatment, you know what the only treatment for it is? Rest and sleep. Just don't go to my room because it will be very stressful. And I can't imagine you're going to get any sleep in that remote Australian town. But you know what? I think there is something to that. That's why I think people, it's weird because we're in this time of our lives where you still have lots of people that work from home, and there's always the argument that people who are working in an office say, oh, the people that work from home, they're not doing as much as they should be doing. You know, they're slacking off. But a lot of times it's not that. It's the opposite. They're working in front of the screen, doing all the things they have to do. Like I have a neighbor who works for a medical company. I wonder if she remembers to breathe. She's awesome. And she's glued to her desk. So I think she works more than she would work in the office. There would have to be some natural breaks. So I do think there is something to that, that the burnout is really what happens in your brain because you have no mental breaks. You get no breaks. So you're not standing up even. You're not taking, you know, you're eating lunch at your desk. It's crazy. And I'm sure there are slackers, but I think that there's more people that are doing extra, that are putting in too much where they're not taking a break. And there is something to that. I mean, when you're in the office, right, did you go out to lunch to escape the paperwork, the phone calls you had to return, the meetings you had to go to? You just physically removed yourself from the space. So physically remove yourself. I challenge you to do that if you're in that situation. It's you know, again, it's not easy to, it's not always easy to do that because you're just plowing ahead, and you're not thinking about it. You're not thinking about it. I mentioned, you know, COVID and what's going on in the COVID world. Of course, we know the CDC endorses the updated COVID boosters, and they're set to begin soon. It's a fall vaccination deal because there could be a winter surge is what now is being said. The new boosters are targeting the most common Omicron strains. And this came after they voted in favor of the recommendation to do it. So they're tweaked shots by Pfizer and Moderna, and that would supposedly give you the most up-to-date coverage. What is not being talked about that much is because we had such high numbers, and you want to talk about burnout. I think there's massive burnout when it comes to coronavirus, right? So now while people examine, are you eligible? Do you want to get it? What's happening there? Will pharmacies have it? And on and on and on. There are, and I've just seen these statistics. John Hopkins has them, and others are saying the same thing. Every day, so you wonder, okay, well, we're not having the amount of people that are filling the hospital beds up and whatnot, but how many people are dying? I mean, there has to be people still dying of coronavirus. It's four in the U.S. It's 400 a day. So believe it or not, is that high? Is that low? It's like it's disappeared from our brain, but yet it's taking the lives of some people. And I know somebody who got really sick. I told the story the other day on the air. Healthy, exercises, married to one of my friends, and they went on vacation, came back from vacation, or were on their way back from vacation because they drove, and it hit him. He just got really sick, so much so that they stayed an extra night in a hotel where they were, and then just hot-footed it the next day because he felt so awful, the chills, the whole thing, and then recovered and was fine. No hospital, no any kind of a ventilator, none of that. Didn't have to have any of that stuff happen, but definitely felt it. You know, definitely felt it. And I know that there are some people that are going through that. It's like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Are you a carrier? Have you had it before? Does it mean you could get it again? You know, we live in the world of figure it out. And figure it out means you have to decide what is working for you. I'm starting to see more people in grocery stores anyway. I noticed this tonight. There were more people with masks on. They weren't mandatory, but there were certainly people that were wearing them. And I would imagine that may crop up more, that you'll see more people probably wearing masks, depending on what the statistics say and do they know people that have gotten it, you know, what in their life is leading them to say, now the boosters are back, maybe I need to mask up. Mask up or not mask. I'll say it again, because we always have that full mailbag. You can rock it anytime. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Thanks to Alex Knutson for his fine work on the technicals for this show. This hour was a good one. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.